Good morning, Borky. How are you, mate?
Hey, fellas, how you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Ben Simmons didn't have his greatest of games.
Benny's on that slump that we spoke about. Ten turnovers. He nearly went for the quadruple double with turnovers, assists, rebounds, and points, which is pretty something special to do. But yeah, I think the Raptors showed them how to play basketball yesterday as well, and aren't the Raptors looking great? So, I mean, Philly going to do it tough if Benny's turned the ball over 10 times a game.
Yeah, they certainly will. Kawhi Leonard, what a player he is.
Yeah, he's been a star of the game so far. Toronto is 7-1 on the back of mostly his efforts. And, I mean, if they can keep him around and sign him at the end of the year, that's going to be one of the signings of maybe the last decade.
Just on the Raptors, I mean, we talk about defence and we saw the two best defensive teams, Borky, at the grand final, which you were actually at. And the Raptors are noted. I know they scored plenty of points yesterday, but they're a great defensive side.
Yeah, well, Kawhi Leonard's probably one of the prime defenders in the competition, and you've got Kyle Lowry who does a decent job as well. But you've got like Serge Ibaka was one of the best defenders back in his day, and he's still playing at a really high level. And then you've got Jonas Valanciunas, who's a big body in the paint. So they clog the paint up and make it really tough for teams to score. And they brought over Danny Green from the Spurs, who does an incredible job on the perimeter as well. So yeah, they're flying, those guys. And I mean, they've been waiting a long time for this, and I think they can make a really big push to the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, how's LeBron James coping with LA Lakers not going that great?
Going terrible.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Denver, who were flying, right? And then they go to then they lose to the Spurs, they lose to Minnesota, who are a bit of a rabble as well. They've lost, what, 5 games this year, all less than 10 points, so they're around. But maybe they should go and find someone who can close a game out, because LeBron certainly isn't.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, you're harsh, Borky. I know he's not closing them out, but he's done it in the past.
He's been incredible this year. Like, he's averaging nearly 28 points. Right. But we've drifted the Lakers $11 out to $17 in the NBA Finals winner. So.
Right. So, mate, just with that market, you mentioned you've drifted the LA Lakers out there to $17. You've kept Golden State nice and short. They're $1.57. Boston's second. Is there anyone that's impressed you so far? Still early days. Boston $8, Houston $11. Yeah. Toronto's the firmer, isn't it? $11.
Yeah, Toronto's the firmer. Houston's out the door as well, $8 out to 11 on the back of their 1-5 record. Like, Harden hasn't played a couple of games and they haven't responded well. They lost a couple of really good defensive players in Trevor Ariza and Bamute, and they picked up Carmelo Anthony, and geez, isn't he a good player? Not. Early signs suggest it was a pretty awful decision to bring him into the fold, and they need Chris Paul to get going again. But yeah, Raptors definitely are firmer, and they're looking really good. My sneaky would be like Indiana Pacers. I like them. I just feel like they had a really good crack last season in the finals. They went to 7 games against LeBron and Cleveland. They picked up Tariq Evans, who comes off the bench. I don't mind them if you're looking for a roughie.
Okay.
When you mention Golden State Warriors, it's always, you know, Steph Curry, but Klay Thompson's set a new NBA record.
Yeah, he hit 14 threes in 26 minutes of basketball, which is quite outstanding, on his way to 52 points. I mean, that's just outrageous numbers. He hasn't even been playing that well this year, so I mean, the kid can shoot with the best of them. I think if he went to a team and he was one of the stars, we'd probably see some big scores put up by him night in, night out. But he just plays a bit of a role there for the guys. And when they're not shooting well, he just comes and steps up. I mean, 125 points in 3 quarters of basketball by a team. I feel like Memphis are still trying to score 125 points in a match over the last 3 years. So these guys are insane how they're playing. They got our listeners last week over the line with the special that we put up, and we paid out $11,000 on that last week. So the listeners filled their boots. And this week we're going to go again. So we've put up today.
Yep.
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson to combine for 100 plus points against New Orleans at $14.
Now, so, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant to combine, so all three of them for 100 points plus at $14. Where do I find that, mate?
So, you can find that in today's specials.
Yep.
On the Tab app. And then you'll find the Big Sports Breakfast special there. $14.
And our listeners got the cash with that last week.
Yeah, last week, $11,000 paid out by the bookies here, which is enjoyable always for the punters. We've already started taking bets on that now, so you'll be able to find that.
Yeah, I found it. It's pretty simple. You just go to your menu, you go to sports, you go to today, down the list, you go to today's specials, and it comes up big sports breakfast best. So that's Clay Thompson, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant to score 100 points today at $14.
Correct.
Or more, 100 points or more.
100 or more, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a really high-scoring game today. And if you're worried about it being a bit of a blowout, Anthony Davis just got named. So, I mean, we could see Steph Curry, Durant, and Thompson playing 36-plus minutes each, and that could get us over the line in itself. So, I've also had a multi. Utah -6.5. Jimmy Butler for Minnesota's just decided not to play today. They're a bit of a rabble as it is. So Utah -6.5.
Utah.
And I've backed up with Chicago +8.5. They got their pants pulled down by the Warriors the other day, so I'm hoping they lift their fans.
Okay.
So those two combined for 360.
Utah -6.5 and Chicago
+8.5.
+8.5. So we've got that Aussie interest with Utah there, my side as well. Good on you, Borky.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for the chat.